friends that stinge on you.
Ooh.
You mean?
The word stinge. How do I explain that?
Get stuff for free off you.
Like you're the one that's
for your
paying.
Cash. Okay, yeah.
Did you get me?
Yeah.
Was this you on your little holiday?
So I went away with two of my closest mates. They're like brothers. I will buy them anything if I, you know, like it's not about the money really. But I learned something over the weekend. Being tech savvy can work against you.
Against you?
Yeah. So, you know me, I like to have all the apps and yes. I like to do everything from my phone. I've got all my, you know, the credit card that's built into your phone, the Samsung Pay. I think you guys have Apple Pay. Yep. I've got the Samsung Pay going on. I've got the Uber in there. I've got Uber Eats. I've got all the apps. So what I realize is when we were traveling, I'm the only one that's got Uber on my phone.
Wait, yeah. They don't have Uber on
it?
No. What?
Because in Saudi, they weren't using it. Right. And in Lebanon, he says, I don't use it. So one lives, because my mates, we're all Australian Lebanese, but we all moved. One lives in Saudi, one lives in Lebanon, and I live here. So every 10 months or so, we meet up somewhere randomly. So we Ubered everywhere. It's all on my account.
Did anyone even offer to pay you?
Oh, let me pay you cash. I'm like, I don't want to take your cash. I'm not going to take your money. Like, I'm not like that. We're grown men. So I paid for all the Uber. But then we'd go back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Every 4 hours, I'm hungry. They're hungry.
So were you the one ordering food?
Uber Eats, all on mine. I'll show you, man, how much. 2,500 dirhams in 4 days on Uber Eats. I kid you not, because we're working in Euro here.
Why don't you do that? Like, I'll pay for it, and then at the end we split it? Because you'd have to work
you
it
can't,
out.
I'm not going to ask them for money. They're my mates. You know what I mean?
Then you can't complain.
What are you going on?
I'm not complaining about the money side. I'm just complaining about, like, being tech savvy. Is like, then we get to the lounge. I've got one of those credit cards that gets you into the Marhaba lounge. Like, you know, the credit cards that allows you to go to certain lounges.
Lounge key.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just, so I go up to this credit card and I go to the lady, can I get into the lounge with this card? She has a look at it. She goes, yes, you can. I go, fantastic.
See you later, boys.
I said, no, what about my mates? They're like, they can come on you, but they can come through you, but they're going to charge you. I think it's
$25.
It was a bit more than that. It was about 100 dirhams each. And I said, all right, and then I just looked at them and I just put it on the card, and then like now I'm thinking to myself,
hold on, isn't Joe like really rich?
He's got money.
So like,
why don't you accept money though?
I'm not gonna pay the money. Like I'm not gonna book an Uber and then go at the end of the trip. Okay, guys, Joe, you owe me 14 euros. Anthony, give me 7 because you took
up. Well, that's what us Brits do, mate.
I know. How do you guys do that?
Hey, is there no cash option in Uber?
Yeah.
No idea.
You're like, I just push a button and it happens.
But do you have friends that stinge off you? Are you paying for them? 0442 31000.
Are you paying for their lifestyle?
Are you just paying for their lifestyle? You go out, you're always the one putting the money up first. 0442 31000. You can remain anonymous. Give us a call. I'm not complaining about the money. I promise.
You're just too generous.
I promise you do. I'm not. Samir, have you got any friends that you feel like you're paying for?
Not anymore. Actually, I kind of kicked them out of my life.
Good on you.
Because it kind of became expected of me. Like, at first, I'm fine with it. But then if you're going out every single day and there's not even a gesture of, hey, let's split this bill or anything like that, it's just, Summer, go for it.
Is that because they know that you may earn the most or something, or you've got money?
Not actually. This is back when we were all students. Wow. It's not even like about earning the most or anything like that. It's I don't know honestly what was happening, or maybe I was a bit of a pushover.
So do you get rid of them? You don't talk to them anymore? They're done.
I still do have them on social media, but who cares about that?
that means you're still friends, though. Come on, social media. Hey, Jason, it happens to your wife.
Good morning. Yeah, we've got, she's got two colleagues that, you know, colleagues become friends, etc.
Yeah.
We also go out for food and drinks and stuff like that. And once I decided, all right, you know, I'd just been promoted at work. I'm going to buy a round of drinks and some food, etc. And ever since then, they disappear on the bill no matter what happens.
Yeah, I mean, once you're in that position, now I'm not calling my friends, they're their brothers. But like, I've got no issue making that payment. It's just I realize when you have all the apps or you've got that going on your phone, for
it's
example,
just easier for everyone, right?
It is. Is it Faiza? Faiza?
Yes, Faiza here. Good morning, Chris, Billy and Rossi.
Good morning, good morning. So this has happened to you.
Yeah, it has, and it always does. But I have a solution for that. And since you love apps, you may want to try out Splitwise. So, you know, whenever I go out with my friends, I do pay for all the expenses, but I put it on the app. And, you know, you can trace your expenses and you can just add the expenses accordingly and they can monitor it and pay you later on.
So it's called Splitwise.
That makes sense.
And what, you add people to the app, so then they have to download this app, I'm guessing, so that then we all know how much we owe.
Yeah, even if they do not download the app, you have to add them using their email address.
Okay.
Oh. Every month.
Yeah, they're going to love
every
me.
Every month, you'll get a statement.
Every month, they're going to get a statement from me.
Hey, let's do it.
You still owe me seven. Yeah, maybe I should.
Do it.
Just add them to this thing.
And that really helps when you're traveling, because last year when I was in Turkey with my friend and we were, you know, I was paying for everything. You have the options for the currencies, so you can track your expenses in different currencies.
Okay, I get that.
This is
good.
Just a good app. I like it.
All right. Yeah, I mean, listen, we were doing Ubers.
Yeah.
And, man, like, I appreciate the price of Ubers in the UAE. Mm. Because you can get from, like, Business Bay to Dubai Marina, what, maybe 50 Ds, 60
yeah.
Ds?
Yeah.
We were going up the street because we just
Teslas, I think.
We couldn't be bothered walking.
Yeah.
We were going up the road. It was, like, 50 dirhams just to walk up 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Should have gone on the bicycles, mate.
Nah, I just felt three Lebanese boys on bikes. There was something going to happen.